Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of struggles with runners in scoring position, which is real and has been all season long. Turning up Tuesday, some Audio Slave, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Steve Molesky joining us in studio, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. First of all, Steve, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bobster.
And the last time I saw you was Friday at Brandon Hyde's last press conference, pregame.
I know. I think I asked the very last question he ever answered.
And he was, you know, he was forthright, best he could be given the circumstances. And then,
and let me tell people the question I asked and why I asked it. Because for me, being around the guy the last few years, first of all, I have the highest respect for Brandon Hyde. I like him a lot. I like him as a man. I like him as a manager. I like him as a baseball guy. I like him as a human being. When I lost my gig this winter, he was one of the first people to call me. Beautiful call. And I'll never forget it. And so I feel for someone I like. And if having feelings covering someone is bad, then I'm bad in this case, I guess.
Sure.
But I like the guy. And so he had a tough go this year, as he wasn't the only one, obviously. So I asked him, you know, you essentially, I said, you speak for this team twice a day, and when it's going so badly, you're at front and center, you know, who are you relying on? You must need to talk this out sometimes. And he, you know, he said he's got a good support system. And but I could see, Bob, and I think other reporters I asked around the team could see wearing on him. How could it not, right? Because you give a damn. And so he does, and he did, and probably still does. So I'm sorry he's gone. For me, it falls under the do something category. I don't know if it's going to fix a single thing. Maybe it will. Maybe you just needed to, you know, you did need, probably need to do something. So they did something.
Yeah, and look, you followed sports, not just baseball, for many years. That never is the end-all, be-all. It happens at times. Look at the Phillies a couple years ago, got rid of Girardi and then Thompson. They went to the World Series, and they've been contenders
right
ever since. But, you know, getting rid of Brandon Hyde mid-May, we all saw the warts on this team. I mean, there were warts coming out of Sarasota. It got even worse. The compound W couldn't help because you lost. Well, Grayson Rodriguez hasn't pitched for the Orioles since, what, July of last year? Then Eflin comes out pitching well. Then he gets hurt. Morton's been an unmitigated disaster. Mm-hmm. They brought in Kyle Gibson. He's been DFA'd after four starts. Povich had a slow start. Kramer. I mean, even at full optimum health, Steve, we talked about the fact that their rotation might be the worst in the division. And it got even worse before they even got out of Florida.
Right. I mean, they were hoping 60 starts combined, Grayson and Eflin, and you could hold your own with some teams. Well, they're not going to get anywhere close to that. And we found out that when the order was shuffled and guys had to move to the front, it was a house of cards that just collapsed. And so, you know, now there are two guys taking all the heat, Bob. Now there's one. And so it's all falling on Mike Elias right now. He's getting a raft of criticism, obviously. And some of it, I'm sure even he would say, deservedly so. I mean, every move he made, almost every move, is not working out. And, you know, the trade of Rodgers looks awful right now because, I mean, Stowers is thriving. And so that's one of the toughest things any organization can do is really know which of their young players is going to hit and which aren't. And so you miss on some of those. And I don't know if there's going to be a miss on this guy because we're only in mid-May. But I thought all along he was the replacement for Santander. I thought that 2 years ago.
And now Tater's, of course, up in Toronto. And one of the bad moves, I mean, we can call it like it is, Tyler O'Neill comes in and, you know, he rakes on opening day, historically. So does Rutschman. It's the other 161 games where it looks like, well, he gets hurt. He's, what, 16 trips now on the IL? And, look, you've been around the team. Anthony Santander's off to a slow start in Toronto. But he was beloved in that clubhouse, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So that has meaning, too. And, I mean, the concern for me right now, the long-term concern, is you have a good coaching staff, but they're so MLB inexperienced. You know, they moved on from Freddy Gonzalez, They moved on from Hernandez. So all of a sudden, it's a bunch of young, talented guys in there, but they haven't been in the big leagues a lot. In the clubhouse, it's a bunch of young, talented guys in there, but they haven't been in the big leagues a lot. So these two factions now somehow have to group together to pull this ship to the shore before it gets into more deep waters. How many other cliches can I use,
by the way?
You
use as many as you want. We got another hour and 50 minutes here. Right. But Tony Manziolino, getting back to that cut, Steve, talking about the bad luck that they're hitting into with the hard contact. I mean, we see the offensive numbers. They don't walk a lot. They strike out a ton. The power numbers are way down from where they were in 2024 when they were, you know, at this time last year, they may have been the most explosive offense, certainly in the American League, if not all of baseball. They are far from that right now. And we almost joke about it. You know, you and I are about the same age. Expected numbers, whatever. Baseball card says 275, 18 doubles, 23. I'm not expected to hit 40 doubles, and it's what you right. do. And do you buy the Orioles are hitting into a lot of bad luck? Or is it just it's a flawed approach oftentimes because runners in scoring position, lack of success, goes back to the second half. This is a large sample size of not being good in that area.
Right. So I do believe in expected stats, but I also say this. We talked for 2 years about Ryan Mountcastle's expected slugging, and eventually it'll come for him. Well, it hasn't. You know, 2 years later, we're still saying Ryan doesn't hit enough home runs. So it didn't work out in that case. Early this year it was, yeah, but look at Rutschman's expected stats. He's doing a lot right. Things are going to start working out for him. When is that going to happen? So I think that's what the fans are saying. Don't give me expected stats. I would like some real stats that lead to real wins.
So explain with the expect, because with exit velo being high, yeah. that sooner or later those hard hit balls are going to start finding homes, but they're not. And it seems to be a team-wide sort of problem out here.
Well, expected stats look at the quality of your contact. They take a lot in consideration. Your exit velocities, your launch angles, your swing and miss rate. And they look at all these data points, and they say what a hitter hitting like this should have these statistics. But then you look at their actual statistics. You say, okay, he should be slugging 480. He's slugging 380. So that's a problem. And then the question becomes, well, it's going to normalize, right? It's going to regress to the mean or improve to the mean or whatever you want to say. And so in a lot of these cases, Bob, it isn't. And so Gunnar, for me, when he was hitting the ball so hard and they were catching a lot of them, I said, these are going to start falling for this kid. And they have started to fall for him. He went on a little streak there. So I think Gunnar will be okay over the long haul. Jackson's hitting. They just need more. I mean, Adley, if it's my lineup, Adley's not batting second, third, or fourth for a while.
And Brandon Hyde addressed that on a Friday as well and basically saying, well,
sometimes historic events suck. What shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't really have a lot of options right now with the injuries and some other players underperforming.
I know, but I think it's time to send some messages, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
And one message is, if you're hitting 208, you're not going to bat third here. And so, again, you're right. Then what are you going to bat third? The guy was hitting 218 then, right. You know.
Hey, Cedric Mullins felt that heat when he was scuffling. He was batting eighth, ninth on a regular basis there until he got hot again.
And Bob, I think behind the scenes, these messages are happening. So fans talk to me, they're coddling them, they're doing this, they're doing that. None of us really know the answer because we're in there for media availability. And we talk to guys and we get some input in certain things. And so I do think behind the scenes, Brandon Hyde was delivering some messages and trying to be fiery and do things that would help, and none of it worked. So maybe a new message will work over time. I don't know. The three words we keep saying with the Orioles, Bob, this year is I don't know. You know, hey, how the lineup going? I don't know. How are they going to do with the rotation? I don't know. So I think there's a lot of that, and you know. I just didn't see 16 games under coming. I just did not.
Yeah, now the question is, when are they going to win another game? I don't know!
Sometimes historic events suck. Bullets Shouldn't Suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.